Michael Chernick, the current chair of the Planning and Zoning Committee, started as an alternate commissioner a little over 11 years ago. Alternate commissioners attend meetings if one of the general seats is absent, but Chernick said he would keep up with the monthly packets so that he could be prepared if he was tapped to join a meeting. In the time he served on planning and zoning, Chernick said the opportunities to learn have been invaluable, from working with city staff, hearing new perspectives from the public and seeing just how much work goes into the growth and evolution of Longmont from all involved parties. The city of Longmont is looking for more than 24 residents to contribute their voice toward issues facing the city. The biannual recruitment for Longmont's boards and commissions provides an opportunity for Longmonters to engage with public policy and lend perspective to the stewardship of the city. Seats are available for an even dozen advisory boards and commissions, including planning and zoning, Master Board of Appeals and art in public places. With the exception of the Master Board of Appeals, which requires knowledge and experience for construction and building trades, prior experience isn't required to serve in these seats, according to City Clerk Don Quintana. There's a saying that if you give freely, it will come back to you tenfold. This has been my experience with serving on planning and zoning for the city, Chernick said. I had never volunteered my service to this extent in previous places I've lived, and I've never felt this connected to my community. The time commitments vary between various boards and commissions, but averages between 4 to 10 hours a month between preparing for and attending the monthly meetings, along with any other duties that may be required in the position. All boards and commissions, like city council meetings, are open to the public and have allotted time for public comment that can sometimes extend the length of meetings. According to Deputy City Manager Dale Rademacher, Longmont's Public Works and Natural Resources Department works closely with three advisory boards, the Water, Transportation and Parks and Recreation, for long-term planning in each area of expertise. The boards operate in an advisory capacity to City Council, Rademacher said, providing information and considerations impacting the city's raw water policy, implementation of railroad quiet zones, funding the RTD free ride program in Longmont and acquisition of new public open space, among others. One of the biggest and most recent collaborations between Public Works, the Water Board and Longmont City Council was the Windy Gap Firming Project. The lengthy collaboration helped with review, evaluation and recommendations for Longmont's involvement in the Chimney Hollow Reservoir northwest of Carter Lake, a new long-term source of water for the city currently under construction. As a former Parks and Recreation Advisory Board chair and current senior project manager for Public Works, Charisse Montgomery said her experience on the advisory board opened her up to the inner workings of city governance, particularly policies, processes and procedures. Serving on a board and serving the citizens of Longmont as a senior project manager go hand in hand, Montgomery said. I know how hard members of the boards and commissions work to keep up to date and informed in their focus areas, as do our employees. Working better together provides better solutions to the problems that face our community. Serving on commissions like Art in Public Places, or AIPP, gives an opportunity for residents to help guide art and culture in Longmont, including programs like Shock Art and Art on the Move, selecting new sites for artworks and keeping informed on Longmont's creative enterprises. According to AIPP Commissioner Susan Horowitz, the position offers insights about the community beyond just thinking about art. It's a unique opportunity with broad brushstrokes that embrace the diversity of Longmont with multiple partnerships both private and public, Horowitz said. Being involved in the past, present and future enrichment of Longmont is energizing and engaging. Applicants should have a clear understanding of the roles and responsibilities required for any particular board and how that board facilitates the governance of Longmont, Quintana said. This goes beyond the necessary reading of the agenda and into staff reports, strategic plans and field trips to proposed project locations. Quintana said remaining objective and unbiased are key traits for would-be commissioners. You're representing the entire community in your role as a member of a board, committee or commission, Quintana said. It is important to put aside personal opinions and be open to new ideas, information and points of view. Beyond a tacit understanding of policy through his role in planning and zoning, Chernick said the service has made him a better person. He credits the role for fostering not only a deeper connection to Longmont, but helping him become a better public speaker, critical thinker and listener. The one area Chernick wanted to see improvement with boards and commissions was more involvement with the younger generations who live in Longmont, particularly for commissions like planning and zoning. Planning and zoning decisions affect the human-built environment with lasting effects for years into the future, he said, and wanted to see more community-minded residents serving in these roles. If their experience is like mine, they will look around the city and be proud of what their service has influenced and improved, Chernick said. They will look at themselves and recognize the depth of personal change that their service has made as well. Applications for the open boards and commissions roles can be found online through the City of Longmont. The application process is open through November 12 at 5 p.m., after which City Council will conduct interviews of the applicants.